Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, dear Charles Darwin. Happy birthday. I'm sorry. Yes, we at Beth Adam, along with hundreds of other congregations, Jewish and non-Jewish, celebrated the 200th anniversary of Darwin's birth. Our celebration here at Beth Adam included a birthday cake with 200 candles. Not really. A viewing of Judgment Day, a documentary about the trial in Dover, Pennsylvania, about a school board's decision to allow an opening for the teaching of intelligent design. We even had a visit from a handler from the Cincinnati Zoo along with his animals. I would venture to say that we are probably the only congregation in the world that had an armadillo meandering on our bima. You can even see a photo of this strange-looking creature on our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. So why celebrate Darwin's birthday, you may be wondering? Was he Jewish? Nope. Congregations around the world celebrated Darwin's birthday in part as a reaction to the creationist movement, whether you call it creation science, intelligent design, or what it really is, just simply biblical literalism. They take every word as true. Many clergy, ministers, and rabbis wanted to teach that the acceptance of evolution is not anti-religious. Some clergy recognize that the early biblical stories are simply myths. Others say they can be interpreted. The thrust of celebrating Darwin's birth was to demonstrate that science and religion don't have to be at odds with one another, that each is a separate discipline that answers different questions. And while I appreciate why many clergy take this approach, that science and religion are separate and distinct, I don't fully embrace that position. For I believe that science is not something separate and distinct from our religious and philosophic perspective. Rather, science helps to shape and to inform our worldview. Historically, religion claimed to have the whole truth. But a religion informed by science recognizes that as new evidence is discovered, old notions may be shattered, and thus the certainty that religion claims is tempered with the reality of the natural world. Our religious perspective must allow for change, even for doubt, the possibility that what we believe today may not be what we believe tomorrow. Well, once religion placed human beings as the pinnacle and center of creation, science taught that we're part of the natural web of nature itself. We evolved from it, depended upon it. And science reminds us that evolution hasn't ceased, that it continues around us, and it affects our species as well. And while we've yet to discover life on another planet, that possibility that we're not alone in the universe is real. And when that possibility is realized, our perspective on what it means to be human will certainly change. And while some say science doesn't inform our morals, I would argue the opposite, that as we learn more about the world we live in, our values and morals naturally change. Take, for instance, how we used to treat different segments of the human community. Once we saw some races as inferior. But science has changed our understanding of the meaning of race, and thus our judgments, our values changed, appropriately so. This also occurred with gender differences and human sexuality. Our approach to end of life has changed as science has helped us to understand death and when it occurs. Science informs and influences our religion as it should, for knowledge is always good, even or perhaps especially when it challenges us to reshape our ideas and to think anew. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. Take a look at that armadillo, and thanks for listening.